Welcome above the plane. This is Jake Lawrence, your host. On today's solo podcast, I want to touch on longevity. And we'll start with a quote. My grace is telling you now, look within. All you need, you have. Use it. Behave as best you know. Do what you think you should. Don't be afraid of mistakes. You can always correct them. Only intentions matter. The shape things take is not within your power. The motives of your actions are. Now this hit me. I like to read early in the morning, and oftentimes I read a lot of what I would call gems. Okay, so it gets the mind going, and I feel something in my body when I read it. Now applying that to life and kind of remembering to carry that with you all day long is tougher. It's easy to lose that state. Okay, that state of the energetic state, whether it's a positive feeling or an excitement to do something, change something, or take action, in the moment. And when we think of longevity, we all should think of it because each day we're moving forward in time, right, towards aging. We're aging, we're ending towards the ultimate end, okay? And when we're not conscious of what we're doing or thinking, saying that we're going to still make decisions, and those decisions are going to add to some sort of an outcome. And that outcome, if not defined and consciously chosen, may be something that we don't want or that we're going to have to correct at some point in the future. If we're diagnosed with some disease or we get injured or we have to rehab something that's, probably been developing slowly over time. Okay, to become a major issue, right? And that can, in the form of a diagnosis, whatever that may be, some sort of an ailment that has a name. And when you have that, when you have the awareness of time and of the present, there's a pressure there. There's a pressure to do positive things and do them often, okay? And the goal here is to do them without thought. What I mean by that is they become rote. They become routine. You could even say they become boring. When the positive becomes boring, when these decisions that people struggle to make, whether it's to work out, it's to hydrate more, it's to improve nutrition, it's to not buy junk food, it's to not eat fast food or whatever it may be, okay? These things that, they are causing a demise. When those become boring, when they're just not options for you, you've reached a level of consistency in your life that's going to produce results, okay? It's going to create a peace within your body and your system. And we can talk about the body, but we really have to also talk about the mind. The mind is going to go to places sometimes we don't want it to go, whether it's fear, whether it's just a lack, okay? You're seeing things you don't have, whether it's comparison to other people, and what they're showing you, their lives, or what you think you know about their lives. That all exists in the mind, okay? And there's a lot of clutter that can go into living, okay? The more you know, sometimes is the more unhappy you're going to be, okay? Meaning the more you know about others and society and, situations that you cannot control, that people want you to feel a certain way about, all that stuff is external. And I think when I circle back to this quote, I'll read it again. My grace is telling you now, look within. All you need, you have. Use it. Behave as best you know. Do what you think you should. Don't be afraid of mistakes. You can always correct them. Only intentions matter. The shapes things take is not within your power. The motives of your actions are. So I see here actions, intentions, behaviors, Okay. Those are three things that stand out from that quote. Actions need to become rote. Repetition needs to make them so they're automatic. Okay. Intentions are the desire you have. Okay. So my intention is to eliminate all non-truthful things from my life. So whatever I'm doing that's, you know, kind of sketchy or whatever, that's just doesn't align with my, you know, the behavior I want to have. Could be very small, could be large. I really can't define those things. Because what it looks like for one person could be not even comparable to another. But from that, you have to look within, okay? You know, and you have to be super honest with yourself when we're dealing with truth. And those things, they can't leave. You can't, like, I don't believe you, a person who's seeking truth, can leave those things behind, you know, go to some place and behave a certain way, or get in a group of people, behave a certain way, and then try to come back to what I would call like the repetition, the normal life, and, you know, without some of the negative repercussions of that, you know, dabbling in those other states, okay, and those other behaviors. So everything really needs to coalesce into almost like a, you know, perfection that's being expressed in action, okay? And this comes from a self-realization, right? That you are an individual person, an individual soul that's choosing behaviors. It doesn't matter how you choose them. If you're influenced by a group or some sort of a movement, or you want to act against an enemy, you want to be on a side, someone's side, okay, whatnot, that's fine, but that's not, there is no you there, okay? You are just a being involved in some sort of a movement. And that being needs to have self-realization and, you know, actively choosing, you know, what it wants to align with. And none of these things really are different. Like, when we think about life, longevity, or lifestyle, like, it all works together. Like, there's no compartmentalizing. You know, when you, we'll pivot, I'm going to pivot again away from the mind and go towards the body. Like you have this vessel, you have this, whatever you could call it, an earth suit, and it's being affected by your energy and your view of it. Okay. And how you use it and how you're forcing it to respond, okay? We stimulate the body with exercise, with food, with also, you know, could be called negative, or, you know, I should say, like, lifestyle stimulants, whether that's alcohol, caffeine, you name it, some sort of a supplement. There's going to be a positive and a negative to all of those things, right? And in proportion to how you utilize them, okay? Could be too much caffeine. Maybe it affects your sleep, okay? Maybe it makes you more anxious, right? On the positive side, it gives you energy, it gives you focus. Maybe it makes you feel good, right? Alcohol, same thing. Makes you feel good, makes you relaxed. Maybe it makes you more social, more at peace. Who knows? But that's, you know, there's a temporariness there, because your body's got to process that, which can lead to dehydration, which has its own negative effects, can again affect sleep, can increase the heart rate processing it, again, which makes it difficult to sleep, affects the mind, decision-making, all those things, right? In proportion to the level of consumption. Exercise, the same thing, like a lot of exercising, a lot of recovery. Too much, too often can lead to fatigue, burnout, other negatives, right? So what I'm saying here is that there's it reaching one of those outcomes that you don't want is just a mistake, a correctable mistake. With your intention, with your engagement, you can in the moment, like whether it's that next day when you're journaling, decide to change those behaviors, Okay. And then you're just continually on the path, right? Doesn't mean you're not going to have mistakes in the future, but being conscious, I think your body responds to that. Your body starts to like you more. You know, there's more, I don't know, there's more cohesion between your decisions and your body. And, you know, maybe you make better decisions the next day. You eat better food. You hydrate more. Maybe you stretch a little more. You slow down your training, your fitness training. You focus on each rep being conscious rather than getting to the end, pushing through, you know, some sort of a pain or thing or something along those lines. You know, you're treating your body with care it needs in the moment, right? And that just becomes from being aware. And so longevity is that process. It is that process. It's not a disconnect. It's not, well, it can be. I can say it's not, but it can be. But to me, we want to avoid as much as possible the crazy swings in life, okay, which can lead to what, like I mentioned earlier, disease, chronic injury, joint replacements, things like that, that are, to me, consequences of not being conscious, not making decisions along the way on your path to longevity to experience peace, okay? To have the swing, right, from excitement, positivity, to lowness, recovery, you know, the peaks and valleys of everything. You know, there's a nice metaphor that, you know, from the summit, all roads, all paths lead back again, right, to the valley. And that's just how life is going to go. And so when you're choosing your summit, you want to, when you're shaping your life, and you're taking actions, you got to understand that the place you start from is the place you're going to end up again. And so if that place is chosen, if that place is peaceful, that place is mellow, that place is a happy place, by all means, you know, go out, affect, cause change, do something with your body, run a triathlon, okay, run a marathon, get a paddleboard, you know, go too far, then have to come back again, have an experience, you know, learn to hike, learn to navigate terrain, learn to read a map, okay, get out there in the rain, experience it, get cold, okay, and then get warm again, right, just whatever it may be, travel, minimally travel, okay, eat local food, you know, force your body to adapt, talk to strangers, again, any of these things are actions that are going to increase your experience of being a human, okay? You are going to physically, mentally engage with life. You're going to experience it and not just be entertained by it through absorption, okay? So that's my little thought piece today upon reading that quote, and I'll read it again once more to finish. My grace is telling you now, look within. All you need, you have. Use it. Behave as best you know. Do what you think you should. Don't be afraid of mistakes. You can always correct them. Only intentions matter. The shape things take is not within your power. The motives of your actions are. Until next time, this has been Jake Lawrence from Above the Plane. Onward and upward.